In just a minute, Corva waxes poetic in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Charlie, there's been a lot of attention paid to seemingly minor mistakes made by political candidates this year. Yes, it's true. You may have heard. Well, a Republican congressional candidate, his name is Tony Zirkle. He's from Indiana. He made a similar boo-boo, which we just bet his opponents will exploit unfairly, by agreeing to speak to what group?
Tony decided that he would give a speech, not on the subject of the banquet, by the way, but on something else, at an Adolf Hitler birthday party.
That's exactly right. Tony Zirkle is a perennial fringe candidate in Indiana Republican politics. He's run for Congress twice before, unsuccessfully, on a platform of opposing pornography and bringing back the guillotine. Really. When asked why he went to Chicago to speak at a banquet thrown by the American National Socialist Workers' Party to celebrate Hitler's birthday, he said that he didn't know enough about the group to either favor it or oppose it. He also says, and I stress all of this is true, he didn't know they were, quote, necessarily of the Nazi mindset, unquote, because he said they're not called Nazis, but National Socialists. Thus he was confused. Of course, in the pictures the group proudly posted of their distinguished visitor addressing them, there is a huge portrait of Adolf Hitler right behind him, and the guys all sitting in front of him at the head table all are wearing swastika armbands. And we love this. It's so sweet. The Nazis, they hung a little banner of glittery letters that read, Happy Birthday, Adolf. But, you know, maybe it was a different swastika-loving Hitler's birthday. Oh, he said, I thought it was Steve Hitler, he said. To be fair, we should stress that his own Republican Party has completely disowned him. They hate him. They wish he would stop. They say that this is a quote, they said that the R after his name really stands for repulsive.
Ooh.
They're not happy with him. Charlie, the Florida Senate considered legislation this week that would fine any driver who takes to the roadway with what automotive accessory?
These subverbal human noises I'm making, Peter, are an appeal for a hint.
I understand. Well, if the law passes, then essentially you'll have to neuter your Ford Explorer.
Lengthy tailpipes?
No. I'm being far more literal.
Good one.
As one account put it, it makes the truck look like the south end of a northbound cow or bull.
Udders?
No, not udders. I stressed bull.
Oh, testicles.
Yes. Fake testicles. This is what I say to people who are offended by this. Do not blame us for talking about it. Blame the Florida legislator for taking it up as an issue. These are ersatz scrotums. They are known by their brand name Truck Nuts, NUTZ, and they are increasingly popular among drivers of pickups, SUVs, and other manly vehicles, which apparently are not already compensation enough. A new state law in Florida may make them illegal. Senator Kerry Baker proposed the bill, but Senator Stephen Geller disagrees with the proposition. Says
they debated this?
They debated this. That's my point. Don't blame us. Senator Geller...
Did someone move the table to notion?
Exactly. Senator Geller disagreed with the proposition. He said, quote, I find it shocking we tell people with metallic testicles on their bumpers that this is a violation, unquote. And this is the best part. Another state senator, Jim King, actually admitted to owning a pair, which he called, quote, an expression of truckliness.
See, I have a perfect solution for all this.
What is your perfect solution?
Truck underwear.
There you are.
Hey, when you said it was they were ersatz testicles, I thought ersatz was a little animal.
No, no. They harvest them.
I was like, what kind of animal is an ersatz?
I thought, is the bill passed or not?
The bill is, I believe, under debate.
We must save the ersatz. It
passed the Florida Senate, and it will go to the House. And if the House passes it and the governor signs it, You will no longer be able to drive your trucks around with the truck nuts on them.
So you got gross success on the back.
It was very unsuccessful, Peter. They tried them first in North Dakota, but in the middle of February, they all went back in the trunk.